town where I was born in East London, where I grew up, used to have a big car factory. I was educated to make Ford cars. That's the job I was educated to do. This was how I escaped, thank God. I didn't have to build cars, but they don't build cars there anymore. They stopped building cars there now, and the factory employs 3,000 people, and it used to be 40,000 people. And the town has lost some of its spirit. And the Labour Party have been in power in the town hall since 1931, and they have almost all of the seats. There are very few Liberals or Conservatives in this town. They have all of the seats. And in 2006, from nowhere, a racist fascist party called the British National Party won 12 seats in the town hall. They became the main opposition party from nowhere. And these people were voted in by Labour Party voters, by people who'd always voted for the Labour Party. Why had they stopped voting for the Labour Party and began to vote for a racist fascist party? What had happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Tony Blair said in 2002, "We don't have to worry about the white working class. They have nobody else to vote for." He said that. And people in Barking, unfortunately, in my hometown, proved him wrong. They proved him wrong. And they didn't vote for the British National Party, for this fascist party, because they are all suddenly become racist. They voted for them because a Labour government was elected, but it did not build any new houses in the borough. A Labour government was elected, it did not build any new schools in the borough. A Labour government was elected, it didn't bring any new jobs into the borough. That is why they were very, very angry. So in 2010, many people from around Britain came to my hometown to organise against these racist fascists. And when the election came, they didn't win any more seats. And they lost every single seat they had. We threw them out. We threw them out. And we're very proud of this. We're very proud of this for two reasons. The first reason, this party is now a broken party and will never again be able to mount a democratic challenge under a banner of racism. They are broken because of what happened, because that was their high water mark. And secondly, we are proud because for the first time, there were hundreds of young people came to fight against the fascists, because to be honest, fighting against fascists in England in the last 20 years was like being a member of a drinking club for middle-aged Clash fans. Nothing wrong with that, I'm a middle-aged Clash fan, I like a drink. But we were growing old, and talking about Rock Against Racism, but a new generation came, a new generation of young people came to fight, and we feel in this fight in Barking and Dagenham, the torch was passed to the next generation. Each generation must find a way to fight against racism and fascism, and in my country, we have passed that torch. We have passed that torch. But here is the problem we have. Now in the town hall, every seat is won by the Labour Party, again. Still, there are no jobs. Still, there are no houses built. Still, there are no schools built. The problem in this town is not a problem of racism or immigration. It's a problem of a lack of opportunity and investment for everybody in that borough. And we must hear when they say that you are leaving us behind. Don't leave us behind. We're in trouble here. There are too many people when I go to the doctor, when I get on the bus, when I try for a job. That's not racism. That's everybody saying that. The people from India say that in my borough. The people from Somalia in my borough say that. So we have to hear those people to fight against the Nazis, but also to take the problems that people have and listen to those problems and do our best to do something. Because if we do not, the fascists will come again like weeds through the pavement, and we will have to fight them again. That's what this song is about. That's what this song is about. It's called There Will Be a Reckoning.